KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Kin by Tayari Jones. Dinner is provided by Public, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Good morning. It's Friday, March 20th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The New York City band Skorts released their debut album last fall. Lead guitarist Char Smith explains how at times their sound is exuberant, but it also takes a dark turn.
We're not like any one thing, and it seems like a harder task to try and like stay within a genre.
We'll hear Jed Bodwin's conversation with Char Smith of Skorts. That's after the news. Kansas will join at least 20 other states in banning cell phones in K-12 schools across the state. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bipartisan bill yesterday banning student cell phones starting this fall. Kansas Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey is a Republican from Sedgwick County.
I think in a generation from now, the kids today will say, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to just learn, to grow, and to flourish.
Students in public schools and accredited private schools will have to store their phones in a secure, inaccessible location until dismissal. Critics say the issue should be left up to school boards, not state lawmakers. The new law does not provide funding for school districts to store student cell phones. Kansas lawmakers have approved two bills placing new requirements on abortion providers and making it easier to sue them. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
One bill would streamline the process for patients who want to sue abortion clinics. Another bill would require providers to post information about medication abortions that critics say is scientifically unsound. The bills add to a 1997 informed consent law that is being challenged in state court. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says the legislation would ensure that people seeking abortions are fully informed.
More information, the better for these young women. If they have any doubts, they can research it on their own. And hopefully they'll make the right decision.
Critics say the bills infringe on reproductive rights that Kansas voters chose to protect in a 2022 state referendum. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
As the war with Iran has pushed gas prices higher, farm groups say there's a homegrown solution. As Harvest Public Media's Sheila Brummer reports, they're urging Congress to allow year-round sales of E15 fuel.
Craig Broderson says all the corn he raises on his farm in western Iowa gets sold to a local ethanol plant.
The E15 helps the consumer, really does. You're not buying it from a foreigner, you're buying it from us.
Jeff Cooper is president and CEO of the National Renewable Fuels Association. He says oil companies successfully lobbied lawmakers to block year-round E15. A congressional task force is still trying to work something out.
It would make a bad situation worse if Congress and the administration don't get something done very quickly on E15.
Cooper says President Trump could issue emergency waivers, allowing existing retailers to continue selling E15 in the summer, a move he says could save drivers up to 50 cents a gallon. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sheila Brummer.
Kansas lawmakers have passed a proposed constitutional amendment to limit increases in property tax valuations. As Zach Boblett reports, voters will make the final decision on the change.
The proposal would amend the Kansas Constitution to limit how fast property tax values can rise, generally capping increases at 3% per year and allowing values to be based on either current market value or a multi-year average to reduce spikes. It was uncertain whether the measure would pass with the required two-thirds majority needed. Multiple representatives changed their votes before it finally crossed the finish line. One of the lawmakers who changed his vote was Republican Representative Will Carpenter, who noted the gravity of the potential constitutional change.
It better be right, because whatever these changes are, you're never going to get them off this thing again.
If Kansans vote to pass the constitutional change this year, it would be implemented in 2028. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A southeast Wichita fire station is open again after weeks of mold remediation. Station 15 at Lincoln and Rock Road closed in mid-February over mold concerns. Firefighters from the station moved to two other stations but continued to respond to fire calls in the area. The Wichita Firefighters Union said yesterday that firefighters are back in the building after it passed a mold test. The union says Station 11 in South Wichita will close on Monday for remediation work. Stations 3 and 13 in Northwest Wichita will get similar work in the future. McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita plans to conduct controlled burns that could cause smoke to linger in the area for several weeks. Officials say they started burns along the southeast side of the base Wednesday. Brush piles in other parts of the base will be burned over the next 2 weeks, weather permitting. People living nearby could see intermittent smoke for days after the burns, depending on wind conditions. The controlled fires are designed to remove excess vegetation to reduce the risk of wildfires. Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport has joined a growing number of airports across the country that are asking for donations to support employees who are affected by the partial government shutdown. Eisenhower Airport announced that it will host a food drive to support TSA agents. TSA employees have been working without pay since the shutdown began last month. Officers are working without pay while lawmakers debate funding for the Department of Homeland Security. The Wichita Airport is asking for donations of non-perishable foods. Donations can be dropped off at the lounge across from the airport information desk. Game time has been set for Wichita State University's men's basketball second-round NIT game against Oklahoma State. The Shockers and Cowboys will tip off at 7:30 Sunday evening in Stillwater. The game will be televised on ESPN2. Wichita State advanced in the tournament with a win over Wyoming earlier this week. It was WSU's first postseason win since 2019. Oklahoma State is coming off a close win over Davidson. The last time the Shockers played Oklahoma State was in the NIT last year. Oklahoma State won that game 89-79. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Nancy Foley about her debut novel, I Am Agatha.
I would say that the most delightful part for me of the writing was just Agatha's voice, just writing that voice.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. The New York City band Skorts will perform in Wichita this Sunday. The band released their debut album last fall, and according to guitarist Char Smith, the group wanted to create something that replicated the energetic and eclectic nature of their live shows. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Char Smith, and here's Jed with more.
So my understanding is that the songs on your album from late last year, Incompletement, were kind of tested live. Before, you know, you brought him into the studio, and that gave you a sense of how the arc of the record would go. And I think the record really lends itself to the arc, the dynamics of a live performance.
Yeah, it was cool getting to play. I think we played the album in its entirety at our record release show in that order for the first time after a pretty long European tour of doing like our normal kind of live set order. And it was really refreshing, and it kind of reassured my thoughts about the sequence. I thought it lent itself really well to like a live set.
I think it's really cool that across the body of songs that I've heard from you so far, there's stuff that's very upbeat, danceable, but then we get into some kind of darker, more nuanced things as we go along, especially over the course of the album.
I think the band has a lot of diverse tracks that range in all kinds of energy, from loud to quiet, gentle to like straight up rock riffs. We're not like any one thing, and it's kind of hard. It seems like a harder task to try and like stay within a genre or something than just kind of let the songs sort of dictate the energy of the band.
I guess if I think about a lot of music that I love, my first encounter with the band was in the live setting. So there has to be that kind of sensibility of, hey, we're going to grab your attention and get you into this and get you along for the ride. And that's something that, you know, takes some time, takes some development.
I think we kind of realized like the band's bread and butter was on stage. That was always kind of like the most fun thing about it, was playing live, and we were a good live band, and I think it's the easiest way to kind of get someone's attention is go play right in front of them. And like, the litmus test is pretty immediate. We just like doing it. We like playing a lot and honing it in and getting it better and better. And I think that was gonna, I think we knew from like day one, like, yeah, we were always pretty focused on like playing a lot, playing live a lot.
You have a bunch of dates here in this region this week, bringing you out to Treefort in Boise. And then you sort of come back through roughly the Midwest. And then it looks like you're on the road for quite a while this spring. That seems like a really good way, you know, if you're a live band, to kind of get the message out and just do a lot of playing throughout the country.
We wanted to go play Treefort, and that was something that had been on like our to-do list for a while. So we were lucky enough to be, you know, asked to come play, and then we routed our way out there to make it all kind of, yeah, make sense, hit some places we haven't hit before. The strategy was, if we're going to go to Boise, we may as well make some stops along the way. And then we were lucky to book this support tour, which is going to take us around the whole U.S.
Skorts performs at Kirby's Beer Store Sunday night. You can read more of this interview at KMUW.org. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency Monday through Friday nights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 here on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
An informal power structure is not the same as a formal one. It's like, not I'm on top, but we're in this together. I've made you my group, you know what I mean? And I'm part of you too now.
The words we use, when we use them, and the real power they have. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.